This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bihar today. The Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 7,200 crore rupees at Motihari in East Champaran district. We have more from our correspondent.
The Prime Minister will launch the state-of-the-art and affordable Amrit Bharat Express train service, which will run daily between Rajendra Nagar, Patna and New Delhi. He will also flag off other Amrit Bharat Express trains connecting major cities of Bihar, Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal, including Darbhanga to Gomti Nagar, Lucknow, Malda Town to Gomti Nagar and Bapu Dham Motihari to Anand Vihar Terminal. The Prime Minister will inaugurate newly constructed software technology parks in Darbhanga and Patna, reinforcing the commitment to women-led development. The Prime Minister will also provide financial assistance of over 400 crore rupees to more than 61,000 self-help groups under the Deen Dayal Antyodaya National Rural Livelihood Mission. Under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen, Mr. Modi will facilitate Grih Pravesh ceremonies for more than 12,000 beneficiaries and disburse over 160 crore rupees through direct benefit transfer (DBT) to more than 40,000 beneficiaries. With Dharmendra Kumar's report from Motihari, this is Ashish P. Abraham, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also visit West Bengal today. The Prime Minister said that at a program in Durgapur in West Bengal, he will lay the foundation stone for various works and also inaugurate projects worth over 5,000 crore rupees. The projects cover sectors like oil and gas, power, railways, roads. The Prime Minister said that West Bengal is suffering due to TMC misrule and people are seeing the BJP with hope and are convinced that only the BJP can deliver on development. India has successfully test-fired nuclear-capable short-range ballistic missiles Prithvi 2 and Agni 1 from an integrated test range in Chandipur off the Odisha coast, demonstrating its strategic deterrence capability. Defence Ministry said the test firing of the missiles conducted by the Elite Strategic Forces Command validated all operational and technical parameters. A report.
The Prithvi 2 missile has a range of around 350 kilometers and it is capable of carrying a payload of up to 500 kilograms. It can carry both conventional as well as nuclear warheads. The Agni 1 missile has a range of 700 to 900 kilometers and it can carry a payload of 1000 kilograms. Both Prithvi 2 and Agni 1 missiles have been an integral part of India's nuclear deterrence. Earlier on Wednesday, India successfully test-fired indigenously developed Akash Prime missile in Ladakh that has been customized to operate at an altitude above 4,500 meters. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda has said that the government is working with a holistic approach to provide preventive, promotive and curative health care for a healthier India. Addressing an event in New Delhi, Mr. Nadda said that the government has built 1.77 lakh Ayushman Arogya Mandirs, which are the first contact of any person with a health institution.
हम लोगों ने तय किया है कि हर व्यक्ति का 30 साल की उम्र में उसका डेंटल चेकअप, मेंटल चेकअप, लेडीज का सर्विक्स कैंसर, ब्रेस्ट कैंसर, जेंट्स का ओरल कैंसर और इसके साथ साथ डायबिटीज, ब्लड शुगर, ये सब चीजों का चेकअप होगा. तो इस तरीके से हम लोगों ने 1,77,000 प्रिवेंटिव पार्ट में हेल्थ केयर सिस्टम्स को खड़ा किया है.
The India Meteorological Department has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Rajasthan and South Interior Karnataka today. In Delhi NCR, the IMD has predicted cloudy skies and moderate rainfall today. US State Department has designated the Resistance Front TRF group behind the April 22 Pahalgam terror attack as a terrorist organization. In a statement, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said Trump administration has declared the TRF as a foreign terrorist organization and specially designated global terrorist. In cricket, India's assistant coach Rande Dushkatu has hinted that pace spearhead Jasprit Bumrah is likely to feature in the fourth test at Manchester. Speaking at a press conference, Den Dushkat said a final decision will be taken closer to the match, but acknowledged that with the series hanging in the balance, the team is inclined to include Bumrah in the playing 11. And that is the end of this news bulletin.